Deniz. I'm from Turkey.
Tell me about how long you've been working in Petersburg.
It's my third season. I came here at June, and then maybe end of September I'm gonna go back to Turkey. I'm working at freezer department, and I'm taking care of its computer and labels and paperwork, like that.
Well, you've obviously come back for a third year. What keeps you coming back?
I like this job. I'm studying fisheries in Turkey, and it's my job, and I like to be here. I know this plant, Petersburg plant.
Has it been good for folks? I know that there's been a lot of people from Turkey in recent years who've been coming to work here.
Yeah, because we have a program in Turkey, work and travel program for college students, and it's good for students.
Oh, wow. My name is Ernesto Pedro Sandoval. I am from Guadalajara. I've been working here since 2000. I come here every June and I stay till October, late September. Recently, I've been doing sanitation.
And what brought you up here to work originally? Just heard about it from folks to come up and work in Alaska?
Well, I was in Guadalajara, in fact, and I heard in the radio that there was a guy in another state hiring people to come over here. So I just went to that small town, and I had an interview, and he sent me here.
What keeps you coming back?
I don't know. You know, it's a seasonal work, and I really like working in a short period because most of the time I love being in Guadalajara.
What do you do in Mexico when you're back home?
When I am not here, I have a small workshop. I make sweaters for children. You know, in Mexico, every child has to go uniformed to school, and they wear sweaters, so I make them.
Well, that sounds like fun.
My name is Morgan Longwell, and from Bellingham, Washington.
So you're probably pretty familiar with Alaska.
Not that much. It's my first time up here.
What brought you up to work in the counter or in the cold storage?
Summer work, money.
Did you have other options you were considering? Like, is there something that made you want to do the Alaska thing?
I'd never been to Alaska before. It was the main thing. It's just the adventure coming up here. Not quite all the way north, though. So
you weren't ready to go to, like, Nome or something,
right?
Like that.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking? Is it a good summer for you? Or are you thinking about coming back, or you're not sure yet?
I'd probably come back next year, yeah. It was pretty easy to get into it, so.
What were you doing here in the plant again?
Working the egg house, grinding eggs, making caviar.
Did you get to eat some?
I did.
What did you think?
Not for me.
But you don't mind making it.
Right.
Are you out of college or in college? Or
college back home, yep.
Are you studying anything in particular?
Environmental ethics.
Well, my name is Emmanuel Ramos. I come from the Yakima Valley down in Washington State. I'm the case of lead. All the eggs, the salmon roe that we get,
okay,
after being processed and packaged, I'm in charge of casing them up and shipping them out, keeping detailed records on everything that gets shipped out of here.
What brought you up to Alaska to work? Is this you've been here a couple years?
Second year. First year was just kind of like, get away. Alaska, man, last frontier, you want to come up here, right? Plus, I heard the ladies were pretty hot.
How's it worked out for you?
I loved it. Second year, because I was bilingual, got the supervisor position pretty quick. And I think I'll be coming back. I'm in college right now, so it also helps out with paying the bills.
What are you studying?
Social studies major, so history teacher is what I want to be.
How has the season been going for you this year?
It's a lot better than last year. Last year I thought I was pretty busy, but nothing compared to this year. This year, during peak season, I was pulling about 240 hours per pay period, so it's a lot of man hours.
Yeah, definitely. How long are you here for?
I'm here till end of season, which is coming up here pretty soon, before I head back to school.
Have you worked at other places in Alaska before this, or?
Just this place.
Yeah.
Fell in love with it here, really. Climate, people, very friendly here.
Okay, I'm Felix Reyes. I'm from Mexico, Mexicali, Mexico. I'm the lead from freezer crew, day shift.
Wait, how long have you been working here?
Like 13 or 14 years.
And what keeps you coming up every year?
Just the money.
You have a family back in
Yeah, I got money. I got family. I got two girls, one kid, and my wife. That's why.
And what do you do when you're home?
I got business. Yeah, I got like coffee, the internet.
Like an internet cafe?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And I heard you were the employee of the month?
Yeah, the month and July. Before that, play of the week. I don't know what. which one? But play of the week.
Yeah, they all kind of flow together in the season,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, in all the month, yeah. They give you a jacket.
Hi, my name is Jordan Gonzalez. I'm from Sunnyside, Washington. I work right here in the egg house department. I work with caviar.
So what brought you up to Petersburg? Is this your first year here?
This is my second year here, second season. My aunt works up here in the office, and she introduced me to this, so I came up and gave it a try.
How'd the season go for you?
The first season was, it was all right. It was a new experience, you know, long hours, so you had to be able to work 20 hours and sleep 3 hours. We had our good peak season. We worked 20 hours a day.
What do you do back home? Are you in school or?
I went to tech school before I came up here for HVAC, for heating and cooling.
Are you thinking about coming up to Alaska again next year?
Yeah, I got a couple more seasons in me, so.
Okay, my name is Hector Galvez. I'm from Mexico, and I'm running the dock here. That's my third season here in Petersburg.
What brought you up here originally? Just a job or?
My dad came over here, and then just came over here.
And what brings you back every year?
You know, it's work, and especially down where I'm from, it ain't out of work. So that's why.
Do you miss home when you're here, or do you have stuff you like to do while you're here too, or is it just all work?
Yeah, I miss my family, my wife, my son, you know.
Yeah, what do you do back home when you're not, when you leave here?
My dad owns a small ranch, and I help him over there.
Do you plan on keeping coming up here for the next 2 years anyway? Or?
Yeah, I plan to come back here.
Henry Miller from Petersburg, Alaska, assistant production manager for Triumph Seafoods.
Tell me about, you've got workers from all over the world that come here and visit, and also people from down south that come up, and kind of a whole mix. Does it seem like it's changed in terms of the makeup of people over the years?
Well, not really, because this year we usually got a good return. We usually get a lot of the returnees. And luckily our returnees come back because they like the way that we treat them, and they like work for Triumph Seafoods in itself. And we've been lucky for the people that we have, because we've had outstanding workers. A lot of the workers that the returnees that have been coming back, they've been promoted to bigger positions and stuff like that. So we've been quite lucky in getting a lot of the returnees to just come back and keep coming back.